Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Jesus Garcia?
Who's calling?
Mr. Garcia, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
How long is it going to take?
Probably about 5 minutes at the most, depending on your answers.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I would definitely be voting.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Latino.
Okay, thank you. Next, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
32.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people they say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you for them to focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Reducing substance abuse in our communities, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10?
10.
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse every time.
Worse, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
It's getting worse.
Worse, okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino communities? You can select up to two: cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, ecstasy and other party drugs.
It would be fentanyl and cocaine.
Cocaine, thank you so much. Next, I want to ask you, your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like for you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar. E-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with those.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
I'm not familiar with those at all.
Okay. What about heat and not burn tobacco products?
Not aware of those either.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. It's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost this year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
It would have to probably be the cost of cigarettes going
smoking.
Up.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one of the following statements do you agree with more. First one, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we've continued to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. On the other hand, second statement, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through cessation about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. First or second statement, sir?
It would be the second statement.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I would say it's even worse.
Much worse?
Yeah, much worse.
Okay, thank you. We're about done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco at 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
Thank you. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try success make it. I'm sorry. Quitting smoking is hard, so that's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch. They can or won't want to quit tobacco and nicotine together. 0 to 10.
I would say 9.
9, okay, thank you. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as possible. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiate use in Europe and Japan, to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. 0 to 10.
I would say a 10.
10, okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I would say I would agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. Have you used any of the following products in the last 30 days? E-cigarettes or vapes, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay, oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars, cigarettes, any tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. You're healthy. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Some college grad, postgraduate?
I would say postgraduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I would say working class.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong or not as strong?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And then back in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Is there a third option?
Someone else?
Someone else, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.